Boys and girls, you're so phony, by the way.
Why?
What'd I don't know. Just the little hey that you just did.
I just said hey.
You know, that's the post, you know, I just got cursed out post.
You get cursed out. We weren't teaming up on you. We weren't. You make it seem like every time he and I agree on anything, we're teaming up on you.
You know what's annoying? When the agree.
Uh-huh.
Is to be against me.
I agree with you sometimes.
Sometimes.
I do. I agree with him sometimes. I always speak my mind.
Would you agree with him most of the time?
Because we're men. We see things the same way.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to Lachey Show. I'm Lachey. This guy over here.
JF. Good morning,
it's
everybody.
JF, a.k.a. Suge White. Today is Sunday, September 23rd. Damn, we flew by September.
Yeah, it's
huh?
fucked up. Our lives is just going right down the fucking sewer.
Speak for yourself.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. Summer's gone. It's October. It's going to be Halloween. Hey, we going pumpkin picking?
Sure.
Those apples were good.
Oh, did you see my apple turnover picture that I sent you?
Yeah.
How'd you feel? Were you salivating?
Yeah, that's not right. No? Why would you send something like that?
Why is it not right?
Between you sending me pictures
they were
of food,
very right.
Between you sending me pictures of food and AV sending me pictures of Instagram whores, I don't know what I'm going to do all day.
You don't know what you're going to do?
No, I'm sitting here, I'm like, man, that looks good. Ooh. Both of them.
In the words of Michael Jackson, rest in peace.
I would say those IG whores would be silicone turnovers, right?
It's very right.
Yeah. Well, you can cook. Did you make that from scratch?
Come on, y'all.
Because you know we get the Pepperidge Farms ones that you put in the refrigerator and then pop ice cream on.
No. Yeah. That was.
Oh yeah,
strictly,
you know where I
scratch.
Went yesterday.
Where'd you go?
I went to Mr. Todd's.
Did you bring something?
He had two.
Did you bring anything here?
He barely had any pies. I was gonna tell you he barely had any pies. I got two that Pam asked me for, and I got one coconut. That was it. He had like nothing out there. Terrible.
Excuse me.
He had nothing out there.
Excuse me.
Who do you want me to split my wife's pie with you?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You didn't bring me a slice?
He had two little sweet potato
pies.
Oh,
the little ones.
All
right.
That's all he had.
Oh, I thought you meant the big ones.
And then there was a girl working. No, I would have bought you. No, sir. I would bought you some. No. All right,
you're excused. If it's a mini, nobody can share a mini.
How you share a mini? But how do you only have two minis? Anyway, let's not. I shouldn't have mentioned it.
You didn't jump in his shit when you were there?
Wasn't there. He had somebody working there.
Oh, he got a little staff, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Shout out to Mr. Todd, who makes a very incredible sweet potato pie.
The best sweet potato pies in the world.
In New Jersey.
What you got from Harlem Orbit?
I don't even want to say this, but.
Well, he doesn't sprinkle the crack in it like Mr. Todd does. Tommy sprinkling that shit.
Let me tell you something.
He like the LAPD. He shoots somebody and sprinkle drugs. That dude's a sprinkler. He could be a cop the way he
Let me tell y'all
drugs.
Something about the state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
We got the crack wings.
Yeah.
Okay. From Ambassadors. We got the crack sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
From Mr. Todd.
Yeah.
The only problem is that Mr. Todd needs to come to work and make them shits.
He
makes them when he feels like it.
Yeah.
But let me tell you,
he's
it
got
is
a nice business.
It is absolutely the best.
The best.
Sweet potato pie I've ever eaten besides my own.
You're very good.
And it's ridiculous.
You're very
Shout
good.
Out to Chef Danielle, by the way.
Yeah, she kills it.
She is.
We had a we bought
the boo-boo.
We bought all our food from Thanksgiving one year from her. It was really good.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What is that, about $3,000?
No. I don't have that kind of money.
How's your weekend thus far?
So far, it's pretty good. Yesterday, it was okay. It's okay.
You didn't do nothing special?
No, I'm leaving. I'm leaving for China next week, so I have a lot of stuff to kind of run around and do. So, Yeah, so I leave right from the show. I do the show Sunday, and then I go right to the airport.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but so will you be back? Oh, you won't be back the following?
I won't be back the following Sunday, no. Okay. I come back Monday.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'll be gone for a week. But, yeah, I'm coming here. I'm not going to miss the show, so I'm going to come here and hopefully.
Okay, so next Sunday, what day is that he won't be there? Because that's the
7th,
day.
Right?
Okay, so the 7th, we'll be having a guest that day.
And I fly back the 8th.
All right, cool. I went to a baby shower yesterday in Connecticut.
I have to go to one today.
Oh, yeah? Who's having a baby?
My cousin. My cousin.
Play cousin or real cousin?
No, my real cousin. Oh, my first cousin. He has a wife. We have the kids.
He has
have
a wife.
Same,
that's good.
The kids have the same skin tone. My kids and his kids.
Oh, y'all like the same thing,
and he's
huh?
He's got twin daughters, and then he has another daughter, and now he's having a son. So he's going to have 4 kids.
4-piece dinner.
Yeah, so we're going to go up there afterwards. So
Newburgh?
See them. Yeah, up to Newburgh, yeah.
Hold on, excuse me. Newburgh, where's Newburgh at? Where's Newburgh?
Gunshots. Yeah. Yeah, so we're going up there after this. So we should go to, that should be fun. I like to see my family. My uncles will be up there.
So
my dad has 3 brothers.
His wife is black?
Yes.
Oh, okay. At least you get some good baby shower food.
Yeah, yeah. They always have good food. Their wedding was really good. They had barbecue at their wedding. It was really good.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, Zach and I were both in a bridal party, which is nice. So this should be fun. It should be a fun day.
Well, we went to a baby shower yesterday in Connecticut.
Well, you're all over. You're in Brooklyn, Connecticut. What part of Connecticut?
What part was it? Was it New Milford?
That's nice. There aren't many bad parts of Connecticut.
Oh, no?
I think just, like, Bridgeport, like, doesn't have, like has a hood. But other than that, Connecticut's pretty
nice. Oh, it was nice. It was with some extended family that we haven't seen in, like, 20 years. So
that's
it
nice.
Was a nice, nice reunion. They were very happy that we showed up and took the drive. And,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was
it's a nice ride up there, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was the DJ.
Oh boy!
You know, I was doing my iPod thing. I did a good job. Oh, I did something right.
She did okay.
Yeah, that's nice. I did my thing. And other than that, we've been kind of going crazy on Ozark.
Yeah, you keep telling me that's a good show.
So where
What's
are we
it
up
about?
To? No.
You're not even gonna tell me what it's
no.
about.
No, I'm gonna do you. I'm gonna do you just like Pooh did me.
Well, I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna let you know that after Power. In 7 seconds, I'm not in a hurry to watch your suggestions. I just got to tell you, I'm going to watch it because you're the boss and you want me to watch it. But Power wasn't necessarily the best show I've ever seen. In 7 seconds, that's how long it took me before I fell asleep in that bullshit. So your ideas of you need to watch this, that's why I'm asking, what's it about?
All right, 3 strikes and then I'm out. You owe me Ozark.
I'm going to watch it.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to watch it. You gave me
other
stuff to watch.
Let me tell you what
Pooh
does. He says, I want you to check this out.
Uh-huh.
And I say, what is it about? And he goes, no, watch it. And I watch the first episode, and that determines whether I'm going to stay
really?
Or not. That's how it is. He did this to me with the have and have nots. He told me to watch it. I watched.
Right.
And then after the second season, he dipped out on me, and I'm stuck
That's
watching
the
soap
Perry
opera.
Show, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
he was like, enough is enough.
That's the Trader Joe show now, right?
Stupid fool.
No, I'm saying that's the one that he gave him a job on, right?
That's the one.
That's cool.
But anyway, can you make that promise
to
me?
Oh, you know what we did yesterday? Oh, another thing. Yeah, I watch it. I know what we did now. We watched, there was an Ayana Fix My Life marathon. How do you leave that?
But there was a new one?
Yeah, no, there was a new one last night.
Oh, okay. All
there
right.
was the second part of the one with the 65-year-old woman
okay.
who had the 12 kids.
Okay.
She's going back
no,
to prison.
No, not 12, 10.
No, it's really 12. They did the math and found
okay.
out it was 12.
Uh-huh.
She'll go back to prison eventually.
Mm.
Yeah, she's just she hasn't changed much at all. Because it's funny because first she went from, I went to prison because my sons were selling drugs and I wouldn't testify against them, to, no, I had to feed my family.
Right.
Which one was it?
Listen, I kind of zoned out after I saw
mess.
That front on the front.
But they
of
had
mouth.
All the good oh. ones. They had all the good ones on yesterday. They had the gay pastors.
Oh, okay.
They had the lottery winner.
Oh, that was a good
Oh,
one.
Yeah. They
that
had back to back. They had some good ones on yesterday. So, you know, I just kind of, I went downstairs and practiced my patterns a little bit, and then I come upstairs and I watch that, and I go down and practice a little bit, and I get my stuff together for my trip, and I send my emails and do all my stuff. So I was kind of busy yesterday.
Oh, okay, good. Congratulations.
Thanks. But yeah, Ayana Fix My Life marathon. That's what's up.
All right, so.
The only thing better than that's a Cheaters marathon. You ever watch Cheaters?
Mm-mm.
Cheaters is the best show on TV.
I don't think so.
You've never seen Cheaters, but yet you're going to see
it. I think
yeah.
I did see an episode.
It's
it
the one where
they
followed around with the cameras?
Yeah, I saw that one.
You didn't think that was interesting?
It's a little ratchet and stupid. I don't know. I saw an episode.
Who are you? That you say something's too ratchet and
I mean,
stupid
I don't
to watch?
Know.
That's the only reason we watch TV, isn't it?
Okay.
Too ratchet and stupid. Miss Judgmental over here. Ugh.
Ozark?
I'll watch it. So what's it about?
Tonight?
Tonight is, I got to go to baby shower.
Oh, right. You can't do it tonight.
And whatchamacallit, it's on tonight. Ballers and Insecure.
So you can't squeeze an Ozark in? Just at least one episode?
It's on Netflix. That means we got to go downstairs, too.
And okay. We got it on one TV?
Yeah, we don't have that kind of money. We don't have money like you. We don't have money like you.
All right, look, let's get into it. Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
Did I say it right? Because yeah. I call him Gucci Mane.
They say he's a clone, right? Don't they say he's a clone of Gucci Mane? He went to jail and they cloned him. The same people who say Tupac's alive, that Tupac's alive and the earth is flat. They keep saying that.
The same people.
The same three people.
Oh, my God.
That say Tupac is alive and the earth is flat say that Gucci Mane went to prison and came home cloned.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not really Gucci Mane. It's a clone.
Gucci Mane, baby mama.
With the ice cream cone on his face.
Oh, Jesus. I can't. He was the face guy first.
Yeah, he before, was one of the first face guys. Yeah.
Before Tekashi.
Yeah, Tekashi. Now they all do it.
Right. Oh, yeah, baby was first.
Right.
I'm
gonna
give baby his props.
Yeah, he knew that. But the funny part is, like, did you see what Post Malone put under his eyes?
What?
Always tired. This motherfucker tattooed that under his eyes.
He is gonna be rich forever, I hope.
He was rich before, you know.
From what?
Oh, Post Malone's a spoiled rich kid.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah, he's a rich white kid.
His father
was VP of all concessions and all merchandising for the Dallas Cowboys.
You lying.
No, it's true. It's true. He's rich. Like, Mark Cuban was his neighbor and shit like that. The guy was born rich.
Uh-huh.
He tried singing pop songs first, and that didn't work, and he did it. And eventually, they turned him into a star with all the money. They just kept investing money in him.
Wow.
And now he's a guy who has fucking Always Tired tatted under his eyes. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
It is funny, right?
But anyway, I don't know how we got on Post Malone, but you know, I have ADD, so.
Yeah.
Sorry about
that. So, Gucci Mane's baby mama. I said man again, right? All right. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, saying Gucci Mane is really just
It's
like,
annoying.
Yeah, only Terrence Howard can do that. Only Terrence Howard can do that.
In 2011, Gucci was ordered to pay his baby mama, Sheena, $2,000 a month for their 11-year-old son. Now.
Shout out to Gucci's lawyer. That dude deserves a round of applause.
That was 7 years ago. Times done changed, brother.
He was still making money then, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, how many years is he in jail? No. The kid's 11, right?
Yep.
So right. The kid's he was a star before he went to jail, and then he's a star afterwards. So again, shout out to his lawyer. His lawyer did his thing.
Well, Sheena wants a $22,000 increase from 2 to 24. He had a $1 million wedding on BET.
Right.
Okay. We all saw that where he married, what's her name? Keisha Kaur.
Yeah.
Who has 3 kids, by the way.
Right. They hid those during the wedding, didn't they? They were like under the
I
under
didn't
the,
see them.
They were under the table with the cake.
I didn't see them.
Yeah.
And Sheena saw that and she probably said, what the hell to the motherfucking nuts. Then he just recently, I've been dying to show you this video, but I'm going to find it when mm-hmm. the show is over for you. He did a video for GQ magazine boasting about all of his jewelry. Honey, and not for nothing, just a sidebar. When I was watching this video, it was so freaking depressing.
Why?
I don't know. It made me sad. Like, this is what it's come to.
You're not a fan of jewelry?
I like jewelry just as much as the next chick. Right. But this is ridiculous. Like, right. and who does videos where they sit there and they showing all of this and then they saying, well, this cost this and this is $500,000 and this to this. And you pay $2,000 a month for child support. Like, something ain't right with this picture.
$500,000?
For one piece. And it was several pieces. One item he said, yo, this right here, it costs so much. I don't even want to tell y'all. And you pay $2,000 in child support.
Not for long. Not for long.
And how he was speaking made me sad, too, because it was almost to the point where it was inaudible. Like, it was saddening, it was. It was like...
But honestly, that's part of... He was born in Alabama.
Whatever. What does that mean?
But there's like sometimes people just they have their own dialect, and it's like, it's not lazy, it's not uneducated. Look. It isn't. The people down south, none of them sound smart to us. The people in Boston.
We're not going to say people down south, because I have family down
Understood.
South that don't sound
but
like that.
But there are cliques of people down there that aren't stupid people that just sound ridiculous
well, how
to
about
us
this?
Because we're not used to them speaking. Have you ever spoken to Geechee people?
Listen.
It's very difficult to understand what they're saying.
I tend to question your intelligence when you do things like that. How about that?
Yeah, I agree
with
you.
So it's more than the sound. It's a little bit more than the sound. It's a little bit more than the dialect.
But there's probably white lawyers somewhere. There's probably others. I be damned. Stick up my ass and call me a corn dog. What the fuck?
You kind of got to see the video to understand where I'm coming from. It was like us sitting there listening to Charlie Brown's teacher. You understand?
Really?
It was, I was struggling.
You think it was the drugs?
I don't know what it was, but it was very, very bad. And matter of fact, from what I recollect, he displayed a bracelet that was $40 million. That's what he said. One bracelet.
That's not right.
$40 million?
Dollars? And then he said that something else cost so much he wouldn't say how much it cost?
Along with a piece that he showed. One was for $100K. One was for $500,000. And then, remember I told you, he said that he had the new set of the diamond earrings, which he didn't want to say what he really paid. Anyway,
guys walk around with security,
it was kind of
right?
disgusting to me.
They walk around with security, right?
But anyway, my thing is this. Why are you comfortable with giving your son $2,000 a month? That's your son.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Clearly.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Clearly. I don't know, yo. These women, I feel like they
maybe
need to...
Maybe the woman that he had the son with is a doctor or a surgeon or a lawyer has enough money where she doesn't need his money.
You think?
You never know. You're doubting that.
I don't know. I just feel like these women need to pick the father of their children a little bit more carefully.
She picked this one well because she's about to get $288,000
a year. You ain't never lie.
She might have struggled for a little while. She's going to go for back child support, too. Watch.
She also wants him to take out at least a $500,000 life insurance policy out on himself that she does not have in case something happens to him for his son. You don't have life insurance for your son?
He really doesn't give a fuck.
Priorities, people. Sheena also says that she can't afford child care because she hasn't been able to work and go to school for years. The son's 11. Now, Sheena, I'm trying to ride with you, Sheena.
That makes it hard.
I'm trying to be there for you, Sheena, but I don't know why you ain't got no job.
So I guess she wasn't a lawyer. Wow, so they're living off that $2,000.
That is very, very sad.
Yeah, even in Georgia, $2,000 don't go that far.
Damn.
She's about $288,000 a year, and you don't pay taxes on child support.
Well, Sheena really not going to have to work. So.
You know you don't pay taxes on child support, right?
No, I didn't.
That's like having $576,000 a year. Mm-mm. That works out nice.
All I got to say is, Gucci, take care of your son.
Yeah.
Because you know he's taking care of Keisha Kiyo's three-piece dinner.
Yeah.
And she surgeried up. Know what I'm saying? That's a bill.
Yeah, that's mean.
Know what I'm saying? Like, come on, take care of your son.
Yeah.
Anyway, somebody else wants a rapper for their baby daddy.
A rapper for their baby daddy.
A woman by the name of Layla Lace. Did you hear of her, sir?
Time out. What's her name?
Layla Lace.
That's a stripper, brother.
Mm.
Sister. That's a stripper. I know stripper names. That's a stripper. Layla Lace is either a stripper or a porn star.
One of the two?
Both. No one in the world has a little bundle of joy in their arms and says, look at little Layla and Lace.
No one?
No.
Well, let me tell you something. Miss Layla Lace, she mad thirsty, honey. She had a one-shot deal with Drake, right?
Oh, boy. Drake loves a worry, don't he?
What? What's wrong with him?
He gets it from his daddy. That is his father's son right there.
Listen, let me just say this for the record. Drake, he can smash whoever he wants. You can smash the grimiest, the ghettoest, the dirtiest, and all of that. Why won't you use a condom?
He gets it from his daddy.
Come on, you're smarter than this, isn't he? I listen to his lyrics. They're smart.
Whoever writes him is smart. Whoever writes his lyrics is smart. You know, that doesn't
but
mean
you
he's
know
smart.
What? That tells you right there that it can be the smartest person. Listen, I know a girl who got 3, 4, 5 degrees, okay? Smarter as ever and got 10 baby daddies.
Book smart and smart.
You sit back and you say, you're smarter than this, aren't you?
Two different things.
You know, my grandmother used to always tell me, everybody in the world was born with common sense. Mm-hmm. God didn't tell you how to use it.
Yeah, you got to figure it out yourself. That's a good point.
But anyway, she had a one-shot deal with Drake. She got in her feelings. After everything was over, she kept texting him. And when he didn't respond, she goes on social media claiming that she was pregnant. And when that got no burn, she said Drake raped her. You know, chicks out here is really trying to use their wombs for income.
It's not a new hustle.
What the hell is happening?
This really isn't a new hustle.
And you know what? You guys fall into this same trap every time and time again. You start to get attracted with the silicone. You start...
And did you see
how she looks? You remember the big eyes on the cartoon?
Can we time out?
With the silicone.
Everyone please Google Layla Lace to see how this disgusting... It's not even a good surgery job. She looks horrible.
Well, honey, well, let me tell you something. Drake has had it because he said he's not letting this one slide. He filed a lawsuit against Layla for sexual assault claim and baby scam. The charges are extortion, fraud, defamation, abuse of the process, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. He got a good lawyer, honey. You heard all them things?
Listen, I gotta tell you.
Drake, wait, hold on.
We're gonna call this the Kevin Hart defense.
Stupid. Drake admits that he has consensual sex with her in an England hotel back in February 2011, but claims that she turned the smash into a quote-unquote fantasy relationship. She booked a $1,600 flight to London when she heard that Drake canceled the tour date due to illness. She texted her friend and she wrote, if I'm going to be there when it's time to have fun, I'm going to be there when he's sick as well. And she got there. All of a sudden, she became real tight when she kept hitting him afterwards, and she did not get a response. So in April 2017, she went to the gram. She said that she was pregnant and that Drake was the daddy.
But who's 63 months pregnant?
Huh?
But,
huh?
How many years ago? No, it's 84 months. She's 84 months pregnant.
Because we still ain't seen no baby.
It's from 2011, right?
2011.
What is she, a giraffe?
No.
She had 2011. She had sex with him.
No. February 2017.
He's admitting February 2011 they got together, right? Oh, 2017. I heard 2011.
No, the 2011 was Gucci Mane.
I said, what is she, a giraffe? Oh, I got my years mixed up. Okay.
Take a sip.
But still, you still can't be 14 months pregnant anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So, days after, she appeared on Sirius XM to confirm her pregnancy, saying, I know who I sleep with. I'm protected. Period.
Protected. So, she doesn't know who she sleeps with. Protected.
So, he ain't the first.
No, but and she's then, saying, and but she like don't even know said, the people's name when they're protected.
She says she is 100% sure, and she knows that it's his. September is almost over, and there is no evidence of a seed. Come on, girl. She even refused to take a pregnancy test. Now, isn't that a pure indication of this is going nowhere? If I don't be understanding these chicks. If you saying a dude is your baby daddy, why won't you willingly give him the test? Isn't the coin ultimately what you want? Don't you want to prove that you...
You know, this is the Maury Povich generation. Where they go on there knowing full well the guy sitting there that they're testing is not the father, but they got their fingers crossed, hoping somehow, some way that sperm lived there for a couple weeks and found an egg. Mm-mm-mm. Even though they know full well it's not the baby daddy.
That's very sad, though.
Sad.
This generation, y'all crazy.
Terrible.
Yo, she lied about the baby. She lied about the rape. She even said that he forced her to perform oral sex on him and falsely imprisoned him in the hotel room.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say someone named Layla Lace hasn't been forced to give oral sex in
ever?
A long time. No.
Ever?
No, I'm sure she's pretty willing these days.
Well, anyway.
Lace. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
Y'all really need to Google her, too.
She's horrible looking.
Yeah, she's a mess.
Gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
But anyway, I hope Drake fights that shit to the end, for real.
I hope Drake stops fucking whores. That's what I hope.
We can only hope.
That would probably rectify a lot of
these. I don't think
situations.
It's
going
to happen, but.
What the hell, man? I mean, seriously.
You keep having sex with stands with no condoms. Like, enough.
Could be worse.
Oh, boy. But anyway.
Bad business.
Somebody else wants Drake to shut up.
Uh-oh.
And that would be Kanye.
Doesn't he actually want him to speak up?
No, he wants him to shut up. He wants him to keep his baby mama name out of his mouth. Did you see Kanye's rant on IG, sir?
Yes.
What was it, about a 3-4-part rant?
Yeah, he got to scroll and scroll and scroll. It was actually got a little boring.
All right, well, for those who didn't see.
Why was he out of breath?
Because he was walking. He's a big dude. I don't know if y'all seen this on IG, but he put out a few videos and he went on a rant about a few dudes that he thought was disrespecting his wife.
This is gonna be a fun one.
In his videos, he was in Chicago, where he's claiming that he's gonna move back there. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that should be that sounds like a divorce.
Is he going with his wife?
That sounds like a divorce is coming, because I can't see her living in the snow and everything else in Chicago. That's a fair weather woman there.
Well, he started off the videos by saying, "Now that I'm out of the sunken place." Which I thought was very interesting. So, he does believe that he was there?
What the fuck is wrong with this? Is there anyone thirstier? Well, no, it's Safari. But other than Safari, is anyone thirstier than fucking Kanye right now?
He spoke on Nick Cannon recently doing an interview with Vlad TV. And he was asked something about, what was it? It was something regarding Kim. And because for all who don't know, Kim and Nick Cannon dated when they was in their 20s.
Is it Vlad TV or was that other one that Joe was on?
No, it wasn't stated.
Because I saw one from there. I saw one from there and they said, do you think that anything happened between Drake and Kim? And he said, well, that would be a reason to start a beef with somebody, wouldn't it? And he left it real open-ended after that.
Well, what did he have on? Because what I saw, he had
a turban.
No. This is
black
different.
Turban.
No, he had on a black jersey
with
an
afro.
Afro.
Yeah, there's two different ones.
All right, so they were talking about Kim and her plastic surgery, and Nick was saying that he felt that when they were dating, that she didn't need it.
Right.
He used to say, look at that white girl that got all that ass and all of this, and Kanye said...
He didn't know what was coming, did he?
And Kanye said, show some respect when you talk about my wife. And if someone asked him about her, and Kanye said, we're married, we have a family, we're in love. And because I know you got an opinion on this, and I get it. I do feel that when you are married and have children, certain things are off limits. But it's kind of... it's kind of, would I say, contradictory to say when your wife is Kim Kardashian. It's like, well, how do you feel about this? Because I do understand. I do feel that wives and kids is off limits. But at the same token, Nick really didn't say anything disrespectful.
I didn't think so.
He didn't say nothing disrespectful. He asked him about his past relationship. We do know that now she's somebody's wife. But he didn't say anything that was disrespectful. But I want to say this too. Nick Dool got some little bitch qualities about him.
Oh, he's got a lot
with that. You know
what
I'm saying?
He does that a lot.
Yes, and he is notorious for letting out this laundry list of the bad bitches that.
Yeah, he likes to do that. He and Bow Wow have a lot of the same DNA. They're both really girly girl like that.
Which,
I agree with you.
Which I can't prove, but I'm gonna tell you right now. I know that that is one of the reasons why Mariah was done with that. He went on the radio and starts talking about, oh yeah, I slept with this one, I slept with this one, I slept with this one. Oh, she bad. Don't. And as Mariah being the wife, don't nobody want to hear that.
Right.
Like, shut the fuck up already with that. Stop trying to brag on your exes. We all know that you had a little laundry list of bad ones. Right. We get it. We got you. You don't need to constantly keep talking about it because now it's disrespectful to somebody else. So I do get what Kanye was saying because I really don't want to agree with Kanye with anything. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that I get it. So he talked about Nick saying that. And then another thing too, Nick was mad when Eminem. Yeah, was talking about Mariah, how he got all up in his feelings with that shit.
Yeah. To the point where it was like, oh, it's on site, which would have been funny, actually.
And
Nick fighting.
Okay, so he mentioned Nick, and then also in the videos, he mentioned Drake. Kanye feels that in that song, In My Feelings, that Drake was talking about Kim. Kiki, are you riding? Because he said that he very well knows that everybody in the family calls Kim Kiki. Kim has came out and said them rumors about her and Drake.
Nothing ever happened, period.
I don't believe that worth a damn. I don't believe that worth a damn.
Listen, if her school...
If Drake is out here smashing Layla Lace...
Yeah. And I think if the school janitor from her high school tweeted that he knocked it down, I'd probably believe it.
Exactly.
Just for the record.
You know what? I agree with you too.
Layla Lace's list might actually be less than Kim's.
Stupid. But anyway, he said that you wouldn't rap about a girl named Riri. That's what Kanye said about Drake. You wouldn't make a song about that. He also mentioned Tyson Beckford, because you know they've been going back and forth, telling the model that he need to keep his name out his mouth too. Now, listen, like I said, I understand that Kim is somebody's wife now. Kim is somebody's mother now. I just find it... And you know what another reason too, which is hard for me, is that Kanye be disrespecting her too. You understand? You can't set some stature all the way up here and you be disrespecting your wife. You be on records talking about you gonna smash her sisters and all of this and that. Come on, y'all. You can't be setting no bar and be demanding it from other people when you don't display it yourself. Especially if I drop this whole facts on y'all real quick. You love that part of
it. Yeah, let's go.
Only got a few names, though.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with Ray J.
Uh-huh.
I hit it.
First.
Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
Second husband.
Yeah.
The Game.
Yeah.
Drake.
Yeah.
Nick Lachey.
Say Drake.
I'm going to say Drake. Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
Miles Austin.
Yeah.
Gabriel Aubrey. You know who that is?
Drake.
Halle Berry's baby daddy.
Is Drake.
Super fool.
Wow, she banged that guy too.
Gabriel Aubrey. Damon Thomas. That was her first husband.
Right.
TJ Jackson, Tito's son.
Yeah.
Evan Ross.
Who's Evan Ross?
Diana Ross's son.
Oh, yeah, I know him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's cool.
Marcus Bow Wow.
Marcus Bow Wow.
Marcus Houston.
Wow.
Bow Wow. Well,
Bow Wow's got nice looks. And that was pre-silicone Kim when she was still cute. Yo, Bow Wow's got a nice list, man.
And I don't know if this is true or not. This is a rumor. 50.
Yeah, who knows?
Probably.
Yeah, drunk at night.
Yeah.
You never know.
And like I said, that's a few. You know what I think Kanye has? Just for the record.
Not enough meds?
I think he has buyer's remorse.
You think? I don't think he does because he needs her money. To be honest, I think that the money factor kind of makes up for the whore factor.
You think so?
But my thing is, I agree with you in a lot of things that you said. Number one, keep my wife and kids out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If they're home and they're just minding their business and they But
certain things are off limits, though, Jay.
But if you got famous for allowing cameras into your bedroom and then got famous and even more money for allowing people into your life on a weekly basis, you're a reality star. You want people to know about your life. You've made your living. Your brand is your life. So right now, it's like talking about the president. You've made yourself open for all of this. So you can't be mad when people talk about you. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
So if you're going to be a reality star, do you know what comes with that? Having to deal with people dealing with your reality and saying, look, this is how it is. We see how you are. You can't have a reality show and then turn it off. Even if it's scripted, mm-hmm. People don't understand that. People don't understand that. They're going to walk up to you and act like they're part of your life.
Right.
Because they sit here watching it.
Well, Nick responded, by the way.
But even before, look, when you marry somebody, there's an old saying about housewives. You know how it goes, right?
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. You can't. And a lot of that
you
has
can't?
To, I don't think so. I wouldn't know. A lot of that has to do with the outside factors, not the woman herself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, wow, you married her? How many times have we sat here and said, he married her?
I know.
This is what happens.
Well, the reality is,
buyer's remorse is a good way to put it.
The reality is that he did marry her.
Yes.
So with that being said,
and she is on TV and she is sharing every part of her life, and that's part of it. Nothing's free.
Well, then in Nick's defense, because I'll get to his response, he can say really what the fuck he wants to say. You know what I'm saying? You
can't. And it was his girl first.
Nick responded by saying he got love and respect for Kanye, and he doesn't feel like he said anything disrespectful regarding their marriage, but you will not tell me what I can and cannot say.
A lot of that.
And I will always speak my mind. And let me just say this for the record, too. While you on the gram, pick up the phone. Everybody out here is accessible. Pick up the phone. Nick, I saw the interview. Do me a favor, my man. Don't speak
don't
on my wife. That's all.
We're men. No, you hit it right on the head. And then the same week that he says they should get rid of all likes and everything else. Did you see where Kanye said all likes and everything should be taken care of? Instead of calling the dudes up and be like, yo, keep my wife's name out.
Right.
He goes on for likes. What the fuck are we running
That's
here?
That's what I'm
that
saying.
Crazy,
right,
man.
Right, right.
Yo, there's so much hypocritical shit going on these days. Shay is crazy.
He's a walking contradiction.
Like, yeah, absolutely right. Now I'm at a sunken place.
Right.
We don't need likes to be successful. Oh, let me post this in four different things.
Yeah,
and
pick
now
up
everyone's
the phone.
Gonna pick it up. You don't think he looked and saw how many views he had
of
on that?
Of course.
That's what they do. You can't even take them seriously anymore. You can't even take Kim and Kanye seriously anymore. Listen, when Nick Cannon is the voice of reason,
okay, that's when we know we're in trouble.
We're sitting here. We just had a conversation. We talked about Bow Wow, Nick Cannon in a positive light.
Right.
The bar has slipped very low. The bar has slipped very low.
Well, anyway, let me just say this. I feel like Kanye, do me a favor, please. Please shut the fuck up. Cannon, do me a favor. Shut the fuck up, please. Because, come on, just like enough is enough.
Right.
Move on. You done had marriages and kids and all of this and wilding out and all that. Past Kim. Right. We get it. It's over. It's in the past. Anyway, somebody else wants Kanye to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And that was Snoop.
Yeah. I can't believe I remember it.
He interviewed this week on Sirius. And he spoke on Kanye's support of Trump. And he said, I don't give a fuck. And I tell him straight up, motherfucker, if you like that nigga, motherfucker, you a fucking racist. Period. Fuck you. And fuck him. Now what? He said, Trump drew the lines. Before Trump, there was no lines.
I agree.
Everybody was everybody.
The lines
we
were there.
We respected everything.
The lines were there. They weren't just as forefront. Right. Exactly right.
We didn't trip. When you drew the line and start pointing motherfuckers out, because you know, not for nothing, I'm not mad at Snoop right now. And you start singling niggas out, then fuck y'all too. You, them, Kanye too. Throw him in the bag, right with the rest of them motherfuckers.
He's absolutely right.
He is right. Because Kanye is out here endorsing the line. That's what he's doing. Not cool. Not cool. Anyway, it's not a whole lot of things that I disagree with Snoop. I'm just saying for the record. I know you're not a Snoop fan.
Oh, it's not that. It's not that. I think Snoop's platform's used incorrectly.
This particular way, it wasn't.
No, he actually, he killed this one. He nailed this one. But I think Snoop's platform is very convoluted. He goes from, you know, having the reality show where the family's so tight and this and that, to posting videos of smoking weed with his son. And it's just very, I don't know, I'm not into the drug culture. It's just not for me.
Oh, no?
No, it's not a big thing for me. It just isn't. I think Snoop should have stopped rapping about 12 years ago. He's really done there. But
I mean, that's a matter of opinion.
Yeah,
I don't think he's
written a rhyme down on a piece of paper in a long fucking time.
I don't agree
time.
With that.
It sounds like he's freestyling most of the time.
I hear you, but I don't agree with that. I'm
not a big drug culture guy. I'm just not. I don't think that leads. And people think weed's harmless, but it isn't. And I'm sure Mac Miller started with weed.
I hear you, and I do agree with the fact that, you know, endorsing the drugs and, you know, the kids is watching and all of that. I do agree with that, but on the same token, everybody parents their children differently.
Correct. Correct.
And in his defense, I will say this, his children aren't children anymore. So I will say that as well.
But people have children.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, people are watching. I get what your point is.
But it's cool. I mean, Martha Stewart.
No. I'm not endorsing it.
Let's not pick on him because Martha Stewart seems to be smoking weed with him, too.
I put it to you like this. I don't do what people do. I do what I do.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying? I do understand that children is watching and they see and they look up to certain things.
But I've stopped fucking with family members who don't understand there's a line with Trump and the other one. So that's just how it is.
You know, I used to be have the belief of, and you know this, that all of my friends that have voted for Trump and have supported Trump, I felt like they can't be racist. I don't believe that.
If they vote for him again, they're racist. They're racist. I'll give you one chance to fuck up. Mm. I'll give you one chance to think that, okay, I didn't like the way the country was going. I didn't like Hillary.
Right.
I think he's the best choice. He's the businessman. But if you vote for him again, you might as well join the Klan.
I feel you.
You are racist if you vote for him again.
You got that one strike.
You got one chance. And honestly, I saw the line. The line was kind of showing up. It was a little bit,
it was a little
yellow with the Kaepernick situation.
Right.
You know, and then all of a sudden when then all of a sudden it just became bright yellow with this Trump thing. If you're on both sides of that line, if you think Colin Kaepernick's a piece of shit and you think that Donald Trump's a good president and not a racist, I can't fuck with you.
And all of the people that feel like kneeling
is disrespectful.
Right.
Right.
But it's the same people that...
It's the same people.
That burn fucking crosses.
Yeah, you burn crosses. That's okay. That's okay. And he's going to the United Nations. I know we don't like to do politics here, but he's going to the United Nations and he's giving his America First agenda. And I'm going to post on my Instagram where he got America First today after the show. I'm going to post on my Instagram where he got America First slogan from. The KKK. It's on their coin. America First. On their coin. And if anyone hasn't seen Black Klansman, you need to go see it. You need to go see Black Klansman.
So what we're doing here is you vote for him again.
You're a racist. You're plain and fucking simple.
You're fucking dead.
Because listen, I know rich people and they're not saving money. Okay, you're making some money in the stock market, but at what cost? Mm-hmm. At what cost am I making money in the stock market right now? I mean, am I cashing out? Am I taking some profits? Yeah, I'm doing great. Everything's fine. Right. But at what cost am I doing that?
Right.
And not only that, it's all fictitious anyway. I got to go to China in next week to go do business, and he's made it very hard to do business in China right now. They're changing all the regulations to make it harder for us to do business in China right now. So that's all going to come back in the other end. But as long as he deports Mexicans and he don't let black people work in the White House, they don't give a fuck.
Right.
And that's how it is.
All right, you done?
Sorry.
All right, now, did you hear about Suge Knight? I was about to say Suge White.
What do we, though, God forbid. You know what we say, right? You know what we say in the streets, right?
What?
He'll be all right.
Damn. Suge White from Death Row gets a 28-year.
I say white all the time.
I said white again.
It's okay. I'm not doing 28 years. I'm not.
Bottom line?
Bottom line. As a matter of fact, Nick, come get me in fucking Mexico because I'm really not doing 28 years.
I know, that's right. Speaking, okay, Suge Knight.
Yes.
Gets a 28-year plea deal in a murder case after pleading no contest to voluntary manslaughter. Now, you might say to yourself, what does no contest mean? And just for those who didn't quite understand, because I know I didn't at first, I found out that it's a plea which the defendant accepts the guilty plea or conviction but never admitted to his guilt. So that's what it means. Suge is 53 years old and has already served 3.5 years.
How old is he?
He's 53.
I didn't know that. I thought he was like my age. I didn't know he was that old.
He's already served 3.5 years. He will get time served plus 3 years of parole after serving his sentence. His sentence is so harsh because he had a prior felony in 1997 and got an extra 5 years because of the Terry Carter killing was deemed serious and violent, and an additional year for using his truck as a deadly weapon. This is karma.
Yes, all it is.
This is all this is. This man, yo, this is a mad evil man, yo.
Yeah, if I was Puffy, I'd go to church.
Hmm.
You never know what's going to come back around.
And not for nothing, though. When I watched back that video of him rolling back that truck, mm-hmm. like, that shit nauseated me, yo. That's a real heartless dude, yo. Ran over him, put that shit in reverse, and went back.
If ever 30 seconds of someone's life define their life perfectly, that would be it. He lived his whole life like that.
You know, Corrupt was on Breakfast Club. Did you hear that?
No.
Well, Corrupt was telling a story about how some dude or whatever messed up on travel, and he had, I don't know, everybody in the room pee in a bucket and made this nigga drink it. Drink everybody's urine. Yo, when I said...
This is going to sound
we
real.
We was just talking about this the other day. Was like, yo, not for nothing, but niggas would have had to fuck me up.
Listen, this is going to sound real. This is going to sound real Republican. Yeah, they'd have to kill me.
Yo, come
this
on,
is gonna
yo.
Sound
That's
real,
somebody fucking waste.
This is going to sound real Republican right now, and I don't mean it to. Some people belong in jail.
That's not Republican.
Some people
That's
really.
Fucking
some
fact.
People belong in jail.
No, some. I was gonna say worse.
I have friends I've grown up.
Some
with.
People belong, not breathing.
I've had friends I grow up with, and then I'm sorry to see them do 12 years, but the streets are safer because that motherfucker's gone. It's terrible to say, but it's true. Some people belong in jail. He will. He'll do well in jail. He'll probably, you know, he'll have a couple friends, and he'll do okay.
He'll do well. He's gonna fucking die in jail.
Yeah, but he'll have a. But that's what he's conditioned for. He's ready for that.
Well, who knows? Maybe Kim could ask Trump to pardon him.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
Since she's, you know, the ace coon booms and all.
She's trying to get somebody else out now. Is she gonna move to Chicago?
I don't know about what
that seems
doing.
Like a that seems like a fish out of water.
Well, you know what? Like I said, this is all karma in the works, and maybe Suge should have danced in the videos. Things would have turned out better.
Wow.
And positive Black people news: Remy and Papoose. Mm-hmm. I hate you with that. Mm-hmm. I mm-hmm. hate you.
I'm just listening.
Look.
Mm-hmm. Papoose is a rhyming motherfucker. I'm going to say that right from the door.
Remy and Papoose got a spinoff show on VH1. You know what? I know you don't give a damn, but I'm going to just.
It's not that I don't give a damn.
You don't give a damn.
How many do we need?
Oh, well, you know what? Let me just say this. I like it. I support it. Because dealing with all of this fuckery that we talk about, and it just makes me feel good on the inside that there's some
some like real love.
Yeah, he really loves her.
He loved her dirty drawers. You understand? And I like, it's just a beautiful thing.
Right.
And if they are able to bring that to TV, despite all of the other bullshit that we got to look at, then kudos to them. And they could get a coin off of it. I'm here for it. It's entitled Remy and Papoose Meet the Mackies. They're following them as they prepare for the birth of their baby. And I just like what they represent. I admire her comeback. I admire, I felt the, you know, with her having the struggles with the fertility and all of that, and how they were able to conceive finally after all that they've been through. I'm just overall happy for them. And the show comes out. They got a 3-show deal. And it comes out on Monday, October 1st on VH1. And I just wanted to give them a plug for that. Maroon 5 is doing the Super Bowl, allegedly.
Yeah, they leak what are you those saying? Names what, all the time.
Why do you feel that this is not true?
We always hear people are going to do it, and then it's never the person. It's strange. It's like they float it out to see what the reaction will be before they actually do it.
But why would
Supposedly, they did it with Jay-Z. They said.
Not really, though.
I don't know what the fuck songs Jay-Z.
Who the fuck is they?
I still don't think they're the NFL. I still don't think Jay-Z could do the Super Bowl. He doesn't.
Didn't NFL really say that they were going to put Jay-Z on that Super Bowl?
I'm telling you, they didn't say they're putting Maroon 5 on the Super Bowl. They floated out to see what's going to happen.
Well, anyway, they...
the NFL.
...said that Maroon 5 is doing the Super Bowl, and they are supposed to be bringing out Cardi B and Travis Scott. And everybody is all in the uproar because they're supposed to have the Super Bowl in Atlanta.
Right.
Where they feel that all of these Atlanta artists... Did you say that somebody said that hip-hop was born
somebody,
in Atlanta?
Yeah, I was going to say. Somebody actually tweeted out.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves now.
Somebody tweeted out.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
And said, how can you have Maroon 5 perform in Atlanta when it's the birthplace of hip-hop?
Did nobody check that person? Nobody corrected that person?
I'll find it on the...
Let me tell you something. There's a wonderful amount of talent in Atlanta. And by all means, if they are having it in Atlanta, they should grace the stage with their talents. We can go on with at least about a good solid 10 acts that deserve.
I think there's one person who should do it. One person who should do it, who's friendly to that whole demographic, that is completely non-threatening, very entertaining, and represents, and that should be Usher. I think Usher should do it. I'm being honest. Usher
should do it. It's too much controversy, I think. I don't know.
Usher should do it.
I thought you was going to say Luda, too. Luda? Everybody loves Luda.
Get out the way. Get out.
That's one fucking song.
You got to remember their material. You have to think about their material. That's why Jay-Z didn't make any sense.
Luda, come on.
I don't know about that.
Outkast.
What song is he going to do? Outkast could do it. That their songs could do it. Yes, I agree. Outkast and Usher, that's who we have so far.
Lil Jon.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. But you can't first of all, you can't have songs where there's no words. It's just bleep out.
You can't do that?
You can't. That's why Jay-Z never made sense.
Well, listen, I understand people's beef that you know.
Usher, Outkast should be on there.
But here's my thing.
Maroon 5 will bring out Usher.
Here's my thing.
Oh, I know where you're going already.
What? I didn't get the memo that we were watching.
Yeah, the NFL.
Wait, hold on. Let's not get sidetracked, people.
Yeah.
Let's not get sidetracked. Let's not start getting mad because of who's performing. When we already said.
We don't fuck with the NFL.
We ain't watching.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not get our panties all up in a bunch because Cap got this Nike deal now, okay? We said we wasn't watching. And we gonna still not watch.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure that we wasn't getting sidetracked. No. Don't forget, guys, we don't give a fuck who's performing.
Yeah.
Remember?
Because Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job.
Thank you.
Neither is Eric Reed, by the way.
I don't want to hear about, guess
who's
what?
Actually a better football player than Colin Kaepernick and can't get a job either.
Listen.
Funny.
Let's not start getting ahead of ourselves, okay? Yeah. So, also in this week's news, I hear that Kevin Hart gave Cat Williams the business.
And Leslie Jones. Talked about somebody giving her the business.
Now, Kevin Hart was up at the Breakfast Club with Tiffany Haddish.
Right.
And he was up there speaking for Tiffany and pretty much defending her with all of the buffoonery and fuckery that Cat Williams was saying about
Tiffany. I thought that was over already. Didn't he like get on his knees and take a picture and everything? And now it's getting all brought back up again. I don't understand. Kevin Hart's pretty thirsty now too, huh? Shit's over. What the fuck are you even talking about?
Look, we all thirsty.
Yeah, it's like, yo, why are you still talking about this? It's over. Over is over, right? Where I'm from, if a beef is over, it's over.
And listen, and let me just say this for the record. He made valid points.
But after the fact.
Right. It was over.
Maybe
it
takes
all right, well, let me just say this in his defense. We don't know when it was recorded.
They usually do it the day before.
Well,
I think they do those the day before. But now listen, maybe it takes news a while to get down there where he is.
Idiot.
Maybe it takes a while for it to come down. I don't know. But I'm just like, yo, this shit is over. And plus, she can talk. She defended herself well. What are you doing?
Well, they have to promote a movie, brother.
That's what's going on. That's what's going on. And the movie doesn't
You don't
look,
see the setup?
The movie doesn't look very good either. I don't know if that's I don't know if I'm going to go see that one. Fat Joe looks like the best character in the movie.
I didn't know he was in there.
Yeah. He's in prison. He's doing Skype. It's night school for a GED.
Okay.
And he's in prison and he's doing Skype. And somebody like walks behind him, is gonna take his food, and he shanks him, and sits back down and like answers.
Oh, so you just spoiled the best part for the people. All right, great.
No, what I did was save you $11 because the rest of the movie looks like it's gonna be terrible.
Yeah,
I like Tiffany Haddish, by the way. I think she's cute too. I like Tiffany.
No,
Haddish.
I think she's attractive.
Yeah, she's cool.
Well, he gave Cat Williams the business talking about he could have the opportunity to open up for other comedians. But instead, he blew his opportunity on...
drugs.
On drugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, let me
not showing up, too. He said not showing up, too.
That's right.
Which is drugs.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, all I will say is kudos to him for keeping it all the way funky.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe it was okay. I think I'm going to give Kevin Hart a pass for this because I feel like Tiffany could have really gave him the business, but she didn't.
Okay.
And it was okay for Kevin to stand for her and to speak for her. I didn't have a problem with that.
Okay.
He was going a little on and on, though.
I think if he had told the story, that would have been a bitch move. I was going to say, if he told the story like, look.
But let me just say this.
By mentioning his specific example, I think that's kind of eh. I think you could say, look, there are people out there who've blown their chances. Who might have had chances, ended up getting high, ended up doing this, ended up doing that, and then they don't have the chances and now they're bitter. Instead of saying, Cat Williams, you had this chance to do this and you were on this and you had this.
No, call that nigga name.
You think it had to be out there like that?
No. Cat Williams always calling somebody name. I call his. Stop running around and get straight to the point.
Okay.
You got an issue with somebody, call the shit out.
And then Leslie Jones' name was mentioned.
Good night.
Leslie Jones' name was mentioned.
Tell me what Leslie Jones said, J.L.
Well, it got ugly.
Pun intended.
When Leslie got involved, when Leslie got involved, it got kind of ugly. And
oh,
she
God,
said,
forgive me, Lord, help me.
She said, yo.
That's not my fault. It's me sitting next to him.
She said, yo.
Both of y'all better keep your names out.
Hold on. Before we're going to all mentally prepare ourselves before we think about her lower region. All
right, go.
She said.
Oh, God, I can't.
I hope I don't throw up. She said. She said. Keep my name out your mouth unless you're going to eat my.
Eat my what?
Pussy. Leslie Jones. Pussy. Not good.
Well, now why she say that?
Look,
more thirst.
thirst. I don't know.
Thirst.
I don't know. And honestly, it wasn't like he said, oh, that's why you were fucking Leslie Jones. There was nothing said detrimental or even mean about her. I didn't get that either.
It was don't forget about me.
Maybe she just wanted people to know she had a pussy. I don't know. Maybe she forgot. I don't know. I don't mean to get ugly. when it comes to talking to her. But I'm sorry, Leslie Jones is actually pretty funny.
That wasn't funny.
No, what she said wasn't funny. It was absolutely, you would hope that that wasn't even true. You would hope it wasn't true.
I don't know. People be doing the most for shit.
Yeah, the G. It's the G, man. IG, people will do what they can do. Mm. But hey, you never know, man.
Get that money, Leslie.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's about wraps it up for Lachey's show today. Why this one over here look like he's sleepy?
I think he is.
You think so?
He and Drake probably went to the same function last night. Drake out there sleeping his ass off, man.
Drake snoring.
Yo, Drake out, man. Drake,
he's talking
Drake.
About my pooch, Drake.
Dude was doing shots at fucking about Patron my dog. Or something, man. That dude came home drunk.
I love my dog.
He's a good boy.
I guess we wrap it up. Y'all know where to find us, yo. Lachey's show. Every single Sunday, we do live 11 a.m. Eastern. We're on IG. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Who Mag Multimedia. If you missed today's show, you can always catch the audio. Check out the podcast, just the audio, if you're driving on long rides to wherever on brooklynradio.com. Also, we got that Russell Peters interview up on YouTube. Check that out. And check out the YouTube page in general.
Yeah, subscribe, because we subscribe to you get to see all the new updates. They tell you as soon as they come out. And
isn't
most of them have me.
Most of them.
So it's worth it.
So it's a plus.
It's worth it. Yeah.
So like, support and subscribe. Thanks everybody. And where you at?
Instagram and Twitter. But see
you. You got two handles, brother.
That's it. I can't even remember either one of them. But what can you do?
See y'all next week, y'all.
Peace. Where's the music?